This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Overtime Hour 2, Dose, getting started live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, Bojo Horseman in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. as always. Do we need to switch Horseman with a different animal, Bo? What's your favorite? I'm going to start calling you Bo. That came out nicely. You're Bo from now on. But what's your favorite animal?
Until tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to forget that.
Yeah, you will.
Horse is a pretty majestic creature. Favorite animal? Owl. Owl is a good one.
Owls are cool.
Owls are known for their wisdom.
They are. So. And their heads can turn around almost 360 degrees.
And they're savage, you know, birds of prey.
Yeah.
I've never understood. Why are owls known for their wisdom? Is it just because they're asking questions?
Yeah. They're inquisitive, you know? They're curious.
I think it's more something that humans have placed upon.
Yeah, they look like that something, one, you know? They look smart.
That one made me laugh. I liked the owl joke I just made.
You thought that was funny?
That one, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Socrates scarfing down a rat.
Yeah. Yeah, owls are pretty cool. Ooh. Their legs look weird, though. Unless when they've got their legs covered up with their wings, they look normal.
Yeah, they have bird legs.
But then you see them walk, yeah, but it's like it's different.
You just thought they had feet, no legs?
No, it's a different looking creature.
I guess. You know?
Baby owls look weird.
Yeah. You ever dissect owl poop? Maybe it wasn't poop. Maybe it was throw up pellets.
No.
No?
Oh, yeah.
No, in school. Not just a side gig.
No. No.
I guess y'all didn't have the funding. You were probably just studying tomatoes.
No, what we would do is the whole class would go deer hunting.
Yeah.
And we would gut it all together. Take a bite out of the heart, each of us.
Stigmata type
one.
Stuff.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that means.
Kali Ma. Yeah, you know, we pull that still beating heart out with our hands.
No, we had to dissect.
That was just fourth grade.
I'm trying to think. We dissected frogs. Cats,
yeah, we did frogs.
Rats, pig lung.
Is this high school?
Cow heart. Yeah.
Really?
No, cow heart or pig lung was fifth grade. Owl pellet was fourth grade.
Y'all were dissecting, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just digging.
I was a shooting slope of the ground, you know?
Digging holes?
Figuring out how drainage would take place. All you need is a piece of paper, and I can shoot slope if you need me to.
I'm okay.
You know? I could.
But if I ever need slope shot,
I could judge soil. I got really good at that. I could make a ribbon. You know, you take the soil, and you put it in your hand, and then you shoot it out and see how far it goes. I can tell you whether you could grow crops here. If you ever need to know, if you want to grow some tomatoes or corn or whatever crop you need here out by the station, I can soil, you know, soil judge for you.
Do you remember earlier in the year when we predicted where Harrison Haley was going to transfer?
Yes.
Do you remember what you picked?
I do. I think you were right, weren't you? I don't remember what you said.
Where did you say?
I said Miami.
You
it
did
was wrong.
Say Miami.
It was wrong.
I was right.
Did you?
And by right, I mean wrong. I said Maryland.
Okay, so you were exact opposite. We were both very far away.
Yeah, he's going to UNLV.
I can't knock a kid for wanting to go to Vegas.
No.
You know?
I guess maybe we thought too highly of him. We both chose big Power 5
programs.
Yeah,
I thought maybe he would get a look at a Power 5 school. Maybe.
Maybe he's just trying to start.
Maybe.
And like now, like college,
I think he'll light
college
up.
College football's dead. He could probably transfer again if he wants to.
Right, yeah, for sure. I mean, he could switch whenever he wants.
Flip-flop.
He's not played a ton of meaningful football in a couple years. I think it would be good to go to a school like UNLV right now. I think he'll light it up out there. I think he'll have a good time. I do like that he went to UNLV, at least for now, because he's not going to win a natty there.
Pop quiz. What conference is UNLV in?
Is that the SWAC?
You got me.
It would be the Mountain West.
The Mountain West. Okay. Not quite the SWAC. I think they're bigger than the SWAC. Either way. Be cool if he did like a Stetson Bennett sort of thing. You know, maybe he still loves Tennessee but knows he needs to go get his reps in. Yeah. He goes out there, wins all
conference. Treat UNLV as a community college.
Goes all conference out there and then comes back to Tennessee and, you know, a couple years, wins a Cincinnati. Who's to say? You know, maybe Heupel told him to do this. Hey, man.
He doesn't have to come back here necessarily.
But he could if he wins a Cincinnati. That's all I'm saying.
If Hype wants him, I'll take him. I'm in the camp now.
Exactly.
That, you kind of just got to trust what this guy's got going on. Pop quiz. I'm going to name a team. I want you to tell me if they are in or not in the Mountain West. Actually, no, that's going to take too long, and that's going to require
take a while.
Me thinking.
You can just give a couple teams. We don't have to do the whole conference.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. I'll say a team. You just tell me yes or no. Are they in or are they out? Western Michigan.
No.
Bob?
I'm going to go also no.
You could literally just, each of you could just switch each other. It's yes. One of you has a 50-50 shot. But it's yes.
Who's
yes, they
in
are
there?
In the Mountain West. Colorado State, are they in the Mountain West?
Yeah, they definitely
are.
Yeah,
it's a Mountain West.
They
school.
Are in the Mountain West. Hawaii? Are they in the Mountain West?
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Yep. That's
dumb. I don't know if y'all are catching on, but I'm not going to
Yeah.
I was not going to try to
make another school.
I'm not going to try to think right now.
No.
Boise State also.
Boise
and Fresno State.
Okay. Fresno. Okay.
Shout out CPG.
Okay.
CGP, CBG.
CGP.
Christopher Gabriel, yeah.
CPG.
Okay, yeah.
CGP.
CGP3PO.
As soon as, like, I'm good with two initials, like AJ, I can get in order. You know what I
That's
mean?
That's a name, yeah.
It's never going to be JA. It's always going to be AJ.
Yeah. Could be Jaw.
Yeah, but usually you have an H after that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Once you get into three letter initials, I get confused.
Okay.
Can't keep up.
Yep.
ACDC, never once have I ever spelled that right. Except for right now.
You got it. you always think it's like a power converter, mm-hmm. one of those sort of things.
Speaking of Heupel, though. As we were just like a couple minutes before we got off track. He was named to an award. He is of the Steve Spurrier First Year Head Coach Award by Football Writers Association of America. Thoughts?
Spurrier had to screw us somehow, didn't he?
Yeah, I think it's kind of dumb to share an award with someone you destroyed.
Yeah, that's my only knock.
That's a little, you know, if it was somebody that we didn't have a head-to-head with, sure, whatever. Heupel was just better.
Yeah, he was.
Heupel was just better. Let's be real here. I mean.
He is the only coach. I'm just taking this from a tweet, so I don't know if this is a fact stat, but this is a Twitter stat. He's the only coach to name or to win the award twice after previously winning it at UCF.
That's pretty impressive.
It's good.
It's
good
impressive.
Company.
The guy comes in.
Good company to be in.
Yeah.
By yourself.
Yeah. You know. I'm impressed with everything that he's done so far. He's only going to go, you know, even higher. Keep going up. I hope. I hope. I really want him to. It'd be really cool.
I think we're good. I think I still want to fire the guy. Don't get me wrong. But I think we're good.
Yeah.
So you want to fire him and we're good.
I want to see if Volpix has anything to say about this.
He wants to fire him. He's probably saying something about the co.
Go ahead and guess what you think he's saying.
He didn't deserve that. He's going to be saying he didn't deserve that for some reason.
The first tweet I see
lost
is
Purdue.
Co. First year head
yeah,
coach. Of
yeah,
the year.
Yeah, of course.
See, I feel like if it was a different person putting the award together, there would just be an outright winner.
Yeah,
but
probably.
But because Spurrier was in charge, he was like, all right, no, we can't just have Tennessee win by themselves. They have to share it with somebody.
He's congratulating Coach Beamer on the head coach of
first
course,
year
head
yeah,
coach award.
Yeah.
Because he beat Florida and won their bowl game.
Yeah. The guy's just going to, I mean, it's certainly a life to live if you want to just...
Shane Beamer got robbed. That's a funny tweet.
Okay. If that's your brand, that's your brand. You know, if that's how you're going to live and die, then yeah, whatever, do you.
I love this corner of the internet.
Do you?
I do. Oh, apparently he updated his bio. He's an NIL and Madden GM mode expert. So if anybody needs any help with NIL or Madden GMing, hit up Volpix.
Okay.
DMs are open.
He GM of a team?
Yeah,
I guess. He just GMs in Madden?
That's the worst game mode by far.
Yeah.
You set ticket prices.
That's what you do. Yeah.
You decide if you're going to have hot dogs with coleslaw or fried onions. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I have wanted to play. Do you guys remember the game that came out where it was just like head coach and you couldn't control the players, but you could like make like, you know, personnel moves?
I think it was just be a coach mode.
And you could, well, no, it was a whole, they put out a whole game.
I don't remember this though.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And you could draw up your own plays and like, you know, react on the field emotionally or call, like all sorts of stuff. I'd like them to at least put that mode back in the game or like, you know, make it to where you, like I tried to just be a head coach last night on Madden and just, you know, call plays as like a coordinator and like just let them do. You can't do it. You have to play. I don't know.
You're like, you want to play Madden, but you don't want to play Madden.
I want to play the role as a head coach. I want to make the calls and see if I can coach these boys to a Super Bowl.
No, Tucker's just
I think it'd be fun.
Tucker's just getting old, so his fantasy for football is switching from being an NFL player to being an NFL head coach.
Yeah, okay. I've got to make the transition.
He's finally grown up and realized, you know what? I don't think I have the makings of being an NFL player. But at the same time, realized he has the makings of being an NFL
coach. I could coach in the NFL. I probably could, yeah.
And you could be the owner, the GM, you know, all that
stuff.
Yeah,
I could do that stuff. Yeah. I think it'd be neat.
I think it's much more likely you'd be an NFL owner than a head coach.
How am I going to acquire such money?
I think that's much more. I think you could win the lottery and like,
right?
Like find
yourself. You know that's what I'm doing.
But I think like you, I think you could find yourself in a situation where you come into a lump sum of cash,
yeah.
like one of your old grandparents' house gets discovered that there's like an antique car or something like that that's worth a fortune. I saw a story about that today where some family made like $1 million today because they didn't know
okay.
they had an antique car. Like I can see that
That'd
happening
be pretty
to
cool.
you. You seem like a good luck guy.
If I won the lottery, like, and it was like a sizable amount, and they were like, "Yeah, you're getting, you know, $500-600 million." First thing I'm doing
that's
is like
sizable.
It's pretty good.
I'm playing fantasy football.
First thing I'm doing is Googling prices
yeah.
of all the NFL. I'll buy like who you think's cheap? Who do you think the cheapest NFL team is? The football team, you know, I just go take that from Dan Snyder.
Their brand is on the low.
Yeah, your brand's on the low. You can get out now, and I buy the football team.
Houston.
Yeah, I go and I buy it. I would probably about want the football team more than Houston.
See, what I would want to do is
because then I would get to
it's got the history.
Use taxpayer money to build a stadium. That's what owners love doing.
See, what I would do if I
need a new stadium.
If I had an endless supply of money and I had to and I was going to own an NFL team and we were going to hypothetically own Washington. Go in. I own Washington. I have an endless supply of money. I just pay all the politicians in Washington more money to play football. And then I think it would be very funny to watch politicians play football. I think that's what I would do. That, or I just play fantasy football.
McConnell?
Yeah.
You think he'd be out there balling it up? He would get split in half.
Have AOC doing the
which part? The which part, Will?
I'm trying to think.
Okay.
What's a good part for AOC? She was a bartender. She could hand out waters.
Okay. All right. Who's playing quarterback for either team?
Ooh, quarterback. Joe Biden.
I
think just whoever's president is quarterback.
His athleticism
I think instead of running for, he's just going to start smelling the center's hair. I think for, instead of running for president, everyone should just run for all-time QB. I think that would be the new.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sick. If you did just get to be all-time QB, no matter what, like if he showed up to the Super Bowl, they were like, dang it, Biden's here. Which team you want, Joe? I'm taking the Packers.
I'd just be walking
Aaron
through,
Rodgers
just
be sitting
walking
on the bench
through neighborhoods
pissed.
Looking for backyard football games breaking out so I could just jump in. That'd be fun. Just throw some hospital passes to 9-year-olds, watch them deck each other.
Like that Peyton Manning skit?
Yeah. Or that real Peyton Manning play. Where, did you not see the highlight that went viral today? Where
I did.
Was it Austin Collie? who like died 2 weeks in a row.
I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It was a weird video. Peyton Manning, king of football, also the king of the hospital pass.
Yeah.
There's many of videos of him just getting his guys blown up.
He does that, yeah. He cursed on live TV last night. That was pretty funny.
He did.
Eli just going, never mind.
Well, like, Eli can't say anything. He got in trouble first.
He did, yeah.
He did double birds.
Yeah, they've both been in trouble.
Which I think visual is much worse than the audio, because the visual is a picture. Everyone can get that
right.
And share that.
Take
and
a picture
save
of
that.
It, boom.
Exactly.
Yeah. Harder to you know, send a video in 2022. People have a hard time with that these days.
It is very funny.
You know, you can't capture one easily.
I did want to bring up real quick. You're wearing all your Chiefs gear, I guess would be the proper term for it.
He's really head to toe, yeah.
Yeah.
Just head to waist. You know, just the upper body today.
Just a jersey and a beanie.
Yep.
That's all there is.
Yeah.
But you're decked out. Did you see what Andy Reid said yesterday about a championship hunger?
The guy can't stop thinking about food. I love him. He's so on brand. He won a Super Bowl and said, I'm going to go eat a cheeseburger. I love him. Say what he said.
Andy Reid asked if Chiefs have same championship hunger. If you have a piece of chocolate cake and you see another one dangling in front of you, you're going to want it. It's how you feel about the Super Bowl. It's the ultimate chocolate cake. The follow-up question I need is, what is the ultimate chocolate cake to Andy Reid, because that's the go-to chocolate cake recipe for the rest of the life.
So food is his motivation.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's why he wins so many football games, is because he like celebrates with food. I think he's legit. I mean, he's a big fella, you know, and he's won a lot of football games. I think that, you know, I think that correlates.
Yeah.
I mean, it does correlate, but I don't know if that's the cause. But guy likes food. Guy likes to win football games. I'm okay with him calling the Super Bowl a chocolate cake.
Is chocolate cake the right food to compare to the
Super
Bowl, though?
No, it's not. I don't think so. It's a little...
What is the right food?
Kind of like a basic dessert,
I would
say
like a...
Chocolate cake is like the most basic dessert.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's like a, oops, sorry, we forgot about your birthday, honey, type cake.
Here's a chocolate
cake. You know
what I
mean? It's like just plain chocolate?
Yeah.
You didn't give me any ice cream?
Yeah, I mean, I would be much happier with like a giant, you know, ribeye, like a giant steak.
A little prime rib?
Yeah, you know, something, you know, juicy.
32 you know? Sushi rolls. That's the Super Bowl.
God, I wouldn't want.
We just count Super Bowls by sushi rolls. So it's like we're on Super Bowl what? It also kind of not rhymes, but fits Super Bowl sushi roll.
The sushi roll 56.
Yeah,
I bet that might be what Andy Reid hears.
Let me see your tootsie roll.
Whenever he's like, "Let's go, we're going to the sushi roll, everybody."
He won.
The players are like, "Wait, what did Coach just say?"
He won Super Bowl 54 and walked out, and he's like, "Where's the 54 Yellowtail?
Where the hell's the sushi rolls? Why do I have Andy Reid as a?" I said that I sounded like King of the Hill or Hank Hill.
That was very Hank Hill-y.
Yeah, a little bit, but.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
I think whatever works works, you know. And food's not illegal, at least not yet. So, I'm happy with it. What are you pondering over there? Will's thinking hard.
He's gonna hurt himself.
Yeah, it really does look like he's gonna hurt himself.
I can't think of another. I was gonna try to think of another rhyme like sushi roll, but there's nothing else that fits as good as sushi roll.
He said tootsie roll.
Oh, that is good. Good work.
I mean, it's also roll. So
yeah. It's true. Also a roll, yes, man.
Yeah.
NFC Championship game.
But thank you. But thank you.
Hey, no problem. Super Bowl?
NFC Championship.
You just take out the R?
KFC.
Okay. You're just saying words.
Yeah,
now.
No, I'm just trying to make things.
Is he saying words?
That's how what you just heard is what I hear in my brain 24/7. It's just a bunch of random words, and I pick out the good ones.
Those were the good ones?
Yeah, apparently that time. Apparently.
Sometimes the bad ones slip out, too.
South Park turned 25 on my birthday.
25?
Yeah, I'm just stalling for a couple minutes.
That's a lot of years.
25, though. Yeah.
To be making a show like how they make it, too. Do they still make it like a week in a week?
I don't know.
They still doing
that? I haven't
watched
it in a minute.
If they are, then that's insane.
I gotta check it out. It's a good show.
Yeah. It's on HBO Max. I've been watching through a lot of it lately.
I don't know if you've seen this before. This is from It just came across my timeline. Najee Harris once told me that Jim Mora told him he knew who killed Tupac during a recruiting visit, and I've never stopped talking about it. That made me belly laugh today.
Did he tell? Did he say who?
I don't
obviously
know.
Not.
Did you see what that tactic. Meme was quote tweeted with?
No.
Okay, I'll send you the video real quick. I need your reaction to it. It's a UConn football hype reel. I'm going to send it to the group chat real quick. And this is what he quote tweeted with, because it's a very funny when you mention the fact that he might know who killed Tupac. It's a very funny hype video for Jim Mora.
Everything's classified. suspect. Accomplices.
It's shot like a Murder, She Wrote intro.
Wow.
Is this like Jim Mora trying to give himself street cred?
I guess.
Jim Mora knows where the bodies are buried, huh? Okay. How does he know?
I don't know. But
why
he
is he not told? If anything, I want him in jail.
Yeah.
You know when you didn't say anything this whole time?
Everyone knows magicians are like murder suspects are like magicians. You can't reveal your secret.
That's true. Hey. I mean, maybe the players are hearing that going, hey, coach isn't going to tell.
Yeah. Coach is loyal. You know what I mean?
What else are y'all doing at this program? I might be in.
But yeah, UConn football in some good hands, or at least some tight lips.
At least at worst that. Yeah. You know, I wish you maybe.
Never mind.
Maybe on his deathbed.
Not gonna finish.
Maybe
moving
they lose
forward.
maybe they lose a bad game, and he comes out at the press conference. And he's like, "All right, I'm gonna say it," and he tells everybody who killed Tupac.
No, that's just how he gets
to get
viewers.
The press off of his back.
That's just how he gets viewers. He's like, "All right. At our homecoming game at halftime,
yeah.
I'm going to say it.
I'll say it." And then the mic just like cuts out and he's like, okay, guys, so Tupac was killed by. All right, everybody have a great game. And then the crowd just gets mad.
Oh, that was your first bit of production. That was pretty good.
They lock the gates. They don't let anybody leave, so they get the crowd.
Yeah, anybody by proxy close to like, where's UConn? What part of UConn is it? Bristol? That's ESPN.
No. I don't know,
New Haven?
Man. I know.
Hartford? No.
Hartford, Connecticut?
That's Hartford.
Okay. You want me to Google?
Yeah, Google where it is. Okay. It's going to be a real obvious place as soon as you say it.
Stores.
Oh, never mind. That's not as obvious as I thought. But anywhere close to that, they're going to pull up.
Stores with two R's. Stores.
That's very terrible.
Stores.
That's got to be like a neighborhood.
Probably. I don't know, man. I don't know what you want from me.
Well, I don't. Neither do I. Got some fun things left, though.
Stuff.
Some more stuff going.
All sorts.
After this. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Peace out.
Overtime. Just gave some bad news to the boys during the break, but
it's okay.
We won't bring it up on air. Bob's not too happy.
We push on. Hopefully not too much, though.
Overtime's rolling right along live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, Bojo Horseman, Bojo Owlman in here with you guys. Bo, how's it hanging, brother?
Pretty well.
How are you liking it so far? I want to do a little quick checkup real quick.
Yeah?
How you doing?
It has been a while.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts so far?
Yeah, no, I like it. I definitely like it. I like what we got going on here. I'm definitely trying to, you know, just let you all do your thing and me just kind of chime in whenever I can, you know, play just like, you know.
How do you like our policies?
Take the back seat to your all's driving.
Yeah. How do you think we are as mentors?
Yeah.
As mentors?
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily say that I consider you all mentors.
Okay.
I hate to break it to you.
All right.
Guys,
that's not good.
That's fair. Yeah. Not looking good on this review so far.
We're supposed to be mentors.
Yeah, that's an X in that
First
box.
Rule of mentor. I'm pretty sure he has to look up to us.
But I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot so far. And I think it's been a good experience so far. You know?
Like the sexual harassment policy here is pretty chill. It's allowed. You
it's
know
cool.
What I mean?
Yeah, it's pretty lax. So we get away with our stuff.
Yeah.
But it's the same with our diversity policy. It's allowed too. Like it's allowed type of guys.
Yeah, we're the big policy, like there's a picture of it on the board out there. It's just two arms kind of shrugging, going, eh.
Yeah, it's the Jordan shrug, but not from Jordan, but
right.
from the nerd dude.
Like,
who's
so
in the
if you have a question about, you know, a specific policy, the answer I always give is go to the board.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, is this allowed?
Check the
go
board.
To the board. It says, eh. So then you're like, okay.
Yeah.
It's probably okay.
That's usually how it goes.
It's probably okay.
I got three stories.
That's good. We still got some time left.
I got a pothead politician.
Okay.
I got...
Who's that one guy that ran in 20... Gary Johnson? Is that who you're talking about?
No, we'll get to the story.
Okay.
I got a...
That's who comes to my mind.
A very intimate pastoral procedure.
Okay.
If that's a phrase, right? Pastoral procedure.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something weird that a pastor did.
Yep.
Or this one I know. Leonardo DiCaprio is the next one.
Gotcha.
But there's a caveat to that because there's something sad about that. That was the bad news I gave to you guys earlier. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right.
Which one do you want?
What was that first one again?
Pothead politician.
Go that guy.
Andrew Giuliani.
Oh, Giuliani.
Hit in the face with a pot. A flower pot, that is, near Penn Station.
Someone hit him with a pot? That's not right.
I want to be misleading because there was a politician who went viral today for smoking weed in his campaign ad. So, trying to confuse you a little bit. Gary Johnson was just that other dude.
Yeah, that was the guy who they were at a rally or something. There was some debate. And they said something about how marijuana use caused heart attacks.
Yeah, yeah.
And in his chair, he goes, oh, and clutches his chest and fell to the floor. I always thought that was
funny.
That's
very
funny.
Funny.
That's
But
GOP.
Hit him like pot in hand, like swung. Please elaborate.
Gubernational. Is it Juber or Goober?
Gubernatorial.
Gubernatorial, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Gubernational candidate. Gubernational is a much funnier word.
I want to run for the Gubernational Party, okay? I'll be candidate.
I think I might make
the Gubernator.
Gubernational is a good
name.
Me
and you should run on the Gubernational ticket. We'd get some votes.
Andrew Giuliani was hit in the face with a flower pot as he tried to break up a fight near Penn Station.
Mm.
The 35-year-old son of former mayor Rudy Giuliani told the Post he witnessed a man and a woman having a violent confrontation last Saturday on the 28th Street as he walked to a meeting with Gavin Wax, president of New York Young Republicans. That's a terrible name. That's like a bad supervillain name, Gavin Wax.
Yeah, he just covers his enemies in a layer of wax.
He
coats them.
He gets them sticky.
Yeah, that it makes you can't move.
If you move, you rip all your hair
till it gets a little warm.
I got between the two of them. Giuliani said he had a flower pot. I think it was intended to hit her, but he hit me on the left side of the face. Thankfully, it was a plastic pot and not a clay pot. Soil mostly hit me, but I wasn't expecting it. It was a little bit of a shock.
Okay.
But he got smoked on the flower.
Clay flower pot hurts a whole lot more. Plastic flower pot, you get a little dirty. He'll be okay.
Candidate said he heard the
nice
woman
guy
screaming, "You leave me no money, bleep," shortly before the man took a swing at her.
Ooh.
Giuliani said the man threatened to beat the bleep out of her.
Mm, can't do that. Hey, good on Andrew. You know, I don't know too much about New York politics, but that was a nice thing. You know, you got to help the lady out, even if you get a flower pot to the head.
You don't have to be a wizard to realize that if you don't prosecute crime and you have no bail... that wasn't going where I thought
now
it was going.
Now it's politics.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be something about the case, but no, it just spun
politics
at the very end.
It's politics now. But yeah, nice thing for him to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
I just thought it was funny he got hit in the face with a pot.
Yeah, you calling him a pothead was kind of, you know,
that
uh-huh,
was the whole
pretty
reason
good.
I brought it up.
Yeah,
just
I like
that
it.
One joke.
I like whenever you take you just want the main headline
is
the joke.
It's a real misdirection.
Joke. Yeah, he's a magician at heart. We all know this. He was on America's Got Talent.
I was.
You were? Magician.
Did you know that?
See, now I can't tell if he's telling the truth or if he's lying.
I have a deck of cards in the car. I can grab them and show you a trick if you want.
No, that's cool. I don't believe it. You can say this. I'm not going to believe it though.
See.
Now you sound like someone who doesn't believe
in
magic.
Wait, hold on. Now the prophecy has been fulfilled that I talked about. Just if people listen to the podcast, listen to hour one. I said you're too goofy sometimes. You know, people won't believe you.
To say
you're a magician and know card tricks, with your record,
Boy Cried Wolf,
is not believable. I will side with Bob on this.
I think I did. I think I showed you guys a magic trick the other day.
I'm not
I
saying
think
I
told
I don't.
You this the other day.
Will, I'm not saying I don't believe.
Choose
you.
A number 1 through 5.
Yeah, we did do
this.
Choose
it.
A number 1 through 5.
Do it. Do
okay.
It,
I have chosen.
You got it in your head?
Yes.
Three.
No.
What was it?
It was one.
I was close.
He was close. He's pretty good, Bob. He's pretty good.
Is that what got you on stage?
Yeah, that
no,
was
but I did. I did tell that joke, and then they were like, "This is why. This is why I started doing comedy stuff. Is because I told that joke, and the dude was like, you're funny. You're not good at magic." And I was like, "All right, I know what that means."
All right.
And I walked out of there with some confidence.
Yeah.
And then I ran into Nate on the streets of Cincinnati, and I was like, "Hey, man, I'm funny." And he was like, "All right, I got a job
like,
for you."
Maybe.
You want to hear about the pastor? You want to hear about Leonardo DiCaprio?
The pastor.
The pastoral procedure.
Give me the pastoral.
Pastoral procedures. A pastor apologizes and admits it was disgusting.
That's rare. That's a rare thing that happens.
To wipe spit on a man's face during a sermon.
You can't.
He did apologize.
That's good. But why are you spitting on people in a pandemic? You know?
Pastor Mike Todd of Transformation Church has posted a social media video acknowledging it was disgusting Sunday when he wiped spit on another man's face to illustrate a point during his sermon. That was gross. I want to validate everybody's feelings, he said, apologizing and encouraging people to watch the full message. That was a distraction to what I was really trying to do. Tulsa pastor is stirring controversy after he was seen wiping spit on a man's face. That was the updated version. I'm reading now the actual version of the article. During his sermon on Sunday, Pastor Mike Todd of Transformation Church had them uneasy with the demonstration as he wiped spit on another man's face to show that he was receiving God's vision can sometimes be nasty. Sometimes you don't like what you see when God shows you something. Sometimes God spits in your eyeballs. And you just got to take it.
Yeah, I don't know what the message is there. Besides, I'm going to spit on you.
They have no comments at this time. The church reached out, but they have not commented.
Yeah. Not a good look.
Nope.
You know, don't spit on people. You know, that was something that was covered.
I'd rather be spit on than have someone wipe spit on me.
No, I feel like coming straight. No, I feel like it's both. Both are gross. I don't think you have to separate the two.
In a certain situation, I wouldn't mind being spit on.
Okay, and so yeah, you know, and
no, yeah. No.
Okay.
No, in certain situations, I wouldn't. No.
Okay.
There's no situation spitting on is being okay.
Yeah, right.
You know, there's a right place, right time for a lot of things.
Yeah, you know.
Can't think of any.
You're taking the dare approach here.
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
It's never okay.
It's never okay to get spit on.
Okay.
Pee, maybe. Not spit.
Yeah, okay.
Spit is by far the grossest form of liquid.
I can show you some liquid. It's very gross. You ever went to Taco Tuesday?
Oh, yeah.
It's a poop joke for you there, Will. It's just a lot little poop joke on a Tuesday.
Better than spit.
Rough take. That's a rough take.
That's
you can defend that.
We can have our own version of the question that the drive does every day. And today's will be
what's the burning question: spit or poop.
That's gonna be the title of the show. That's spit gonna or be poop? That's gonna be the title of this episode.
This is why the people listen.
Sunday. Come down to the Metro Dome and find out.
Why do we still have a job? I don't understand.
Know.
It's not like
you get paid for this.
It's like people don't listen. Sort of. Like it's not like people don't listen. Like I know like a couple of people who listen to the show and think we're like Nate told us we were funny the other day.
Yeah,
like,
what's up with that?
I saw him at walk-ons and he gave me a pat on the back and an attaboy.
Wow.
I do not deserve that.
You know he doesn't listen.
He said he did.
Yeah.
He told
or
us.
Or he said he at least caught a segment recently, which we got lucky there. You know
we did get lucky there. If he did catch a good one, needle in a haystack.
What do we do? We do 8 segments basically per show or per day.
Around there,
per 2 hours. And we do 5 shows. So 8 times 5 is what, 40?
40. Yes.
So 1 out of 40 chance for a week. And he
hit the nail on the head. Either that or maybe we do good.
That's not it.
I don't know. Maybe he's just lying. You ever thought of that?
Yeah.
I was in downtown Nashville whenever I got that text from you. I had just eaten at a little hole-in-the-wall taco shop. I just walked outside and I checked my phone. And I saw that. I gave a little fist pump. It was good. It's good to be recognized.
I always liked,
Then I went and watched the Sabres drop 4 goals on the Predators' head and beat them 4-1. It was beautiful.
Ooh, sucks.
It was a beautiful night.
I always say it, though. Like, I have a bunch of what I consider very talented friends. I like to think that a lot of people I'm friends with, maybe not people in here, but like just outside of here, I like to think I have a lot of talented friends.
You said friends, so.
Right.
Yeah. And so like I like to validate or like express like, hey, you're a talented guy. So it's always nice when it comes back our way. We like compliments. That's what we're saying. Give us more.
Yeah. You just remember you talking about friends outside. I recently told you that I got like a day job.
Yeah.
You know what's the worst thing to happen to you on your day job?
What's the worst
when
thing?
When you're at an interview? I was at my interview and one of my roommates is like that works there. Actually, two of my roommates work there. And I'm there on my interview, kind of shadowing someone around, and the person that I live with sees me that works there and comes sprinting down this hallway and yells, "Trevor!" And then the person who's hiring me goes, "Don't you live with them?" And I go, "Yeah, I don't know how they don't know my name. Good look."
Were they pranking you?
I don't know.
Or do they?
I didn't acknowledge it.
It's very funny if the joke that I tell all the time that the drive doesn't know your name is actually just a real thing that nobody knows your
people
name.
People just forget my name. Yeah, it's very easily. I've been called Hunter, Trevor, Tyler. You don't come across
Sport
Tucker
champ,
much.
Bucko, the whole nine.
Yeah. Guy. Pal.
I have an uncle named Guy.
Chief.
Holt 45.
Holt 45. That's a great nickname. That's a great one. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Haven't heard that. Have you heard that one before?
I hadn't heard that one. That one's new to me.
I just came up with that on the spot.
That's good. That's good. Holt 45 might be my Twitter handle
Bob's hired.
For a little while.
Full time.
You just signed the contract right there, Buster.
Good work,
Bob. The creative director of overtime.
Incredible. Wow. You might get to pick your own name soon.
We got to hit a break. I got to call the Godfather.
Yeah, whoa.
We'll be right back. It's time for the birthday game. Another prophecy comes true. Actually, I should probably finish my monologue first. It's time for the birthday game. As always, people are born and then we talk about them no later and no sooner. Only the difference is the names and the day. Bo, take it away, but not yet. The prophecy has come true where like they say I cheat by looking at the birthdays. Yesterday was my birthday, and so I know the birthdays that are on my birthday because I'm a weird guy like that. I like to know that. And I forgot to do birthdays today. So there's going to be some that I'm just going to get instantly after the first hint. It's going to suck.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and apologize in advance.
It's going to be okay.
I did grab three from yesterday, but
we should be good then.
It should be fair game.
I wanted to get out ahead of
the today first.
Wanted to get ahead of the storm. Today. You know what I mean? Because I know you were going to try to spin it.
No, you're not.
I'm still
going to
smoke. I'm still going to smoke.
You've looked at the birthdays beforehand.
He's pretty good at the game.
He's a cheater.
Thank you, Bob.
January 18th, 1969, birthplace of Washington, D.C., 53 years old today.
Dave Chappelle.
We're still on the Capricorn side. He broke the record as the longest reigning WWE wrestling champion and won the crown six times throughout
Ric
his
Flair,
career.
Shawn Michaels.
He starred as
John Cena.
Drax the Destroyer in the 2014 Marvel film Guardians of the Galaxy.
Roman Reigns. Batista. It's Batista. Dave Batista.
It is Dave Batista.
I have no idea who that is.
You know Dave Batista?
Batista? No.
Okay.
He did the little walkout. He would always.
Was he in Black Widow? Was that a different Russian?
He's been in a lot of.
He was in Guardians of the Galaxy. He was one.
I know the
guys.
Blue dude, but I wouldn't recognize him as.
That's what he looks like.
He looks like the blue dude.
Yeah, the big muscular.
Yeah. Just make him like not blue.
Okay, that's
absolutely
fair. That's fair.
Yeah, that's what he looks like.
Fair enough.
He's a big old guy.
Yeah, he's a former WWE guy.
He was a good one too. Good spear. He had a.
Just wait until we get to my birthday.
He had a. The Batista bomb was a classic. I would Batista bomb my brother growing up.
Yeah.
It was a go-to finisher move, yeah. Anyways, next birthday.
Okay, yeah. He might be a little bit old. All right, we're still going to try it out.
Cool.
This guy's an actor. January 18th, 1955. Linwood, California. 67 years old today. Longtime actor whose best known films include Field of Dreams, The Untouchable.
Kevin Costner.
Damn.
Bit too old.
I had it right there.
I wasn't sure.
How young
are
you? I'm 20, Bob.
I wasn't sure.
I'm 20, Bob.
I didn't have faith.
Hey, Bob, I'm 20.
It feels so much better to say it feels so good to say I'm a teenager.
Yeah.
To be able to say like I'm 20 instead
you feel
of
like
I'm
grown
19.
Up now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're 20?
You're 20? 20?
Got a couple football players for us. January 18th, 1995, birthplace of New Orleans, Louisiana, 27 today. Running back selected fourth overall in the 2017 NFL draft by the Jags. After a
Leonard
stand.
Leonard Fournette. Yeah.
Leonard Fournette.
Will beat me.
Barely.
About said Leonard Fournette.
Just barely. That's Will 2.
Lenny.
That's Will 2,
yeah.
Tucker 1.
Yeah.
You guys ready for another one here?
Always.
Yep.
January 18th, 1999, birthplace of Oak Ridge. You may have heard of him. 23 years
Higgins?
Old today. It is T. Higgins.
Yeah.
I knew he played football here, and he's young, so.
I was literally in the process of saying T. Higgins.
I should hit up T. Higgins. We should have a birthday bash together next year. My 21st,
you're
gonna
his throw a
24th,
party?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I think more people would come for me just because it's my 21st.
Right, you know it's a bigger deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Me and T's friend group overlap, I think. I know some people he knows.
Yeah?
He knows some people I know.
He knows some people you don't.
Yeah, yeah. So do I.
Sure.
He doesn't know Houston Crest.
He doesn't know who I am.
Yeah.
You know?
No one does.
Yeah, man. Anyways, next birthday.
I've got a baseball player.
Sorry, sport.
Y'all confident
Thanks,
on baseball
champ.
Players? I feel confident y'all
baseball?
Have this.
I mean, are they good?
We'll get into it. January 18th, 1994, Santa Monica, California, age 28. Professional pitcher that was drafted by the San Diego Padres during the first round of the 2012 MLB draft.
David Price.
Acquired by the Braves via trade in December 2014. Following the 2020 MLB season, he was selected a member of the All-MLB first team and a first-time Gold Glove winner.
With the Braves?
He was the winning pitcher in the final game of the 2021. It is Max Fried.
I mean, you can't give me a Brave and not expect me to know it.
Ray,
especially
he's a
off,
huge fan.
Especially off of that World Series. I remember every moment.
Yeah, you watched every game.
Yeah.
Big Braves guy over here.
Tucker getting smoked.
Told you.
Okay.
He hasn't even touched my birthday yet.
So we got three more all on Will's birthday.
Okay. All right. Well, let's give it a go.
You
all
can
right,
turn your mic off.
Will has 10 seconds before he can guess.
January 17th, 1980, birthplace of Los Angeles, California, age of 42 years old. Television and film actress who plays the character Jess Day on the sitcom New Girl.
Her Zooey Deschanel.
It is Zooey Deschanel. Good job, Tucker.
Okay, Will.
Mounting a comeback.
Okay, Will. See, I like what Will's doing, too. He's not going to answer, so he can be like, I already knew those. So actually, because he did a little hand signal.
I've talked about Zooey Deschanel. I've talked
okay.
about my feelings about Zooey Deschanel
okay.
many a times.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
January 17th, 1997, birthplace
I want
of
her to be
Cleveland.
My new girl.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
A little bit of an age difference.
A little bit.
Same birthday, though.
Same thing. Doesn't matter. We can relate.
17th?
January 17th, 1997, birthplace of Cleveland, Ohio, age 25.
That would be one. Go not continue. I'm not going to
YouTuber who has earned over 20 million subscribers.
Jake Paul.
It is hates him. It's
Jake Paul.
Him.
It is Jake Paul.
Oh, I thought it was Logan. I would have gotten it wrong.
Oh, let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
So you're either going to do Jim Carrey, Ben Franklin, Muhammad Ali, Betty White. Which one are you going to do?
Let's see. He cheats.
It is only one of those three.
Betty White.
It was Betty White.
I know all of them, man. I'm telling you. Kid Rock's on there. Kid Rock, Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, there was a lot from yesterday. So.
Yeah,
my
the biggest
is
story.
A good day.
There was a lot.
But really, the biggest story about the birthday thing is like they were way too early on the Betty White thing.
Yeah, they
my
were.
My God. That's really egregious.
What a mush, dude.
That was like who I was going to pick, though.
It was so far.
See, Will's played this game too many times.
Yeah, he knows.
He's in my head. Yeah. He's in my head already.
Yeah.
It's Michelle Obama, Steve Harvey.
I was going to pick
Calvin
Obama.
Harris.
Calvin Harris would have been a good one.
Andy Kaufman. Ray J.
Andy Kaufman
Ray J.
Ray J would have been a good one.
Ray J's up there.
Did y'all listen to the new Kanye song?
I know one.
Hint you could give.
Lil Jon, James Earl Jones. Dude, my birthday's insane. Maury Povich.
It is a loaded
day. Eartha Kitt. I'm just going to keep bragging.
What's up with that?
Well, it's good. I mean, talented people are born on January 17th.
That's not.
Mine has Dr.
When's your birthday again? May something?
I got John Wayne, May 26th.
That's pretty good.
I got a good day.
If you have a bad birthday, I just assume you're a bad person.
I got John Wayne.
Scott Disick.
Judy Garland, I think, was born on my birthday.
She's cool. Lauryn Hill, that's a good one.
Was Judy Garland on there?
I haven't seen her yet. John
okay.
Wayne, Stevie Nicks, Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks. Yeah, I've got a decent
Am
day.
I the only one who does this for fun?
No, I've done it.
I go on the famous birthday
I just
page.
Don't commit them to memory like a psychopath.
Matt Stone.
Yeah.
I'll never
forget. One of the South Park guys.
Miles Davis.
You got a good birthday.
You're pretty cool.
Yeah. See, the thing is now on my birthday, we're going to have to fight for it. Because you looked.
What do you mean we're going to have to fight? I'm not... Oh, because...
Because you looked.
We'll just get Bob to do it. And then we'll just... I mean, now it's just first to the punch. Fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just first. You know how it goes.
We're still a few months out.
Yeah. Still a while.
I don't know. If I'm Betty White, it's kind of... I'm about to celebrate my birthday. You know? It's getting close. Everybody get ready for my 24th birthday.
10 minutes ago, we got to end with breaking news. I deeply regret the comments I made regarding the officials after the game on Sunday. The NFL referees have gotten... Or the NBA referees, more rather, have gotten... To Dak Prescott.
Wow.
I was caught up in the emotion of disappointing loss. My words were uncalled for and unfair.
Wow. The NBA refs win.
Backtrack.
I was on the right side of history.
Incredible. We were.
You were?
I don't care.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
We love you guys. Yeah.